Hey everybody, Rodney here. I have a quick announcement to make before you listen to this episode. As you may have noticed, last week's episode, Love Like Agbaluma, was only 47 seconds long. That was an error on my part, but it's been fixed, it's been rectified. So you can go listen. It's 60 minutes long with all kinds of juicy gist, stories, analogies, and ideas for you to wrap your head around. Do listen. Thank you.
This is an avocado, and this is a podcast that makes this an avocado podcast.
You are now listening to The Young God, a podcast for the gods.
This episode is sponsored by 8689 Food. They're a small business that makes artisanal foods and treats. Do check them out. Everyone sucks at relationships. You suck, he sucks, she sucks, I suck. No homo. We all just can't seem to figure it out. Many people do, but most of us don't. Relationships are top 2, top 3 in my list of life's most important things. I put it up so high because if you're able to get it right, a relationship can be a gift. The best gift you give each other. Life is hard, but it's much easier to get through if you have the benefit of a fulfilling relationship. Those of you in a relationship right now can confirm how blessed you feel having someone to lean on throughout 2020. Those of us who remained single all year know how difficult it was dealing on our own. But like every good thing worth having, a good relationship is difficult to achieve. It is also top 2, top 3 on my list of life's most difficult things to attain. It's so misleading because on the surface, relationships seem to be as simple as I like you, you like me, let's be a couple, let's enjoy the shit out of each other. Simple, right? And yet, somehow, somewhere along the line, it all gets complicated and everything just turn us to shit. Every relationship is different, but the more I thought about it, the more it became clear to me what the overarching theme is that ruins most relationships. I also have the perfect analogy with which to deliver it. Let's call it an interesting way to look at relationships. Let's call it Rodney's recommendations for redeeming your next relationship. Guaranteed. If you apply what I'm about to say in your next romantic adventure, you might secure the bae and get peace of mind. If you're in an entanglement, this could detangle those loose ends. If you're already in a relationship, you will still find this useful. It is the ultimate, dare I say. Let me just say that this episode is as much for me as it is for you. I'm trying to take my own advice with this one because I'd be slipping up sometimes. So here goes. Relationships aren't 1+1. Relationships are about solving for X, and many of us ain't good at algebra. Bars. Bars. Relationships are more like 1 plus X equals 4. So basically, you know yourself and you know the outcome you want, but you still need to figure out who your partner is and what your partner needs. That's X. Then you need to figure out what formula you will use to solve for that X. Relationships ain't just about feelings, they're also about facts. They're complex, but we complicate them. You hear what I said? That's a key point. Relationships are complex, but we complicate them. There's a difference. Things that are complex take patience and time and skill to solve, but they become complicated when you try to rush things or force things or are simply not emotionally equipped to handle the complexity of the situation. When you approach a problem without any thought, without considering that complexity, you break the system and make it difficult to progress. Hence, you complicate things. So here's an example, right? The human body is complex. When the body is undergoing surgery and the doctor makes a mistake or misdiagnosis, it becomes a complication. That's why they say things like, the patient died due to complications. There are so many examples I could give, but the point is that many things are, by nature, complex and nuanced. Nothing is ever as it seems. Nothing is ever straightforward. And we humans tend to either oversimplify things and then complicate them by virtue of our ignorance and inability to deal with complexity and uncertainty. When something is complex, it can be solved. But when it's complicated, it's no longer solvable. Your only option is to walk away, to give up, to let it go. And this is how it works with relationships. Let me say it again, because I love to repeat shit. Relationships are complex. They aren't 1+1. They're about solving for X. What that means is that it's not as simple as boy meets girl, they fall madly in love, figure it all out, and live happily ever after. It's never that simple. Why? Because it assumes that boy and girl are simple beings. It doesn't account for the fact that boy and girl are complex individuals with personalities, stories, habits, traumas, and expectations that it would take a 1 in a trillion chance for everything to align so perfectly from the word go. So we have to give each other that grace, first of all. The odds are not in our favor. Every relationship is more likely to fail than succeed simply because of all these variables. This is what many of us forget when we first meet people. We create ideals of people in our heads, fall for them, and get disappointed when they don't meet our projection. We fail to account for the fact that we are attracted to someone who is complex and our job is to solve them, figure out what X is. X is that X factor that will enable you to understand them and give them the love they deserve. X is that unexplainable detail that makes them fall for you. X is the unique rhythm you both need to be on the same page in order to make it work. X can come in many forms though, but it's unique to every relationship. The same way no two individuals are the same is the same way no two relationships are the same. Both of you basically bring your uniqueness to the table in order to create a unique relationship, a unique understanding, a unique acceptance of your flaws and differences. Maybe you'll get lucky and figure it out on the first try, but whatever you figured out with one person won't necessarily generate the same result with the next person because circumstances and people vary. The only thing that's constant is you, the problem solver, and your ability to apply all your soft skills to solve for X. Don't let the word complex confuse you or overwhelm you. When I say a person is complex, it simply means if you take the time, care, and a little bit of common sense, you can figure out a person in a manner that enables you to love them the way they need to be loved. Some people are more complex than others. Some people have more depth than others. They have a lot of different sides to them, which means they are not as easy to figure out, but the challenge makes getting to know them fun if you have the right mindset, if you're good at relationship algebra. A complicated person, on the other hand, can't be figured out. They are unpredictable in toxic ways. They have drama and issues and possibly trauma that make them complicated. Meaning, even if you approach them the right way, with all the best intentions of solving for X, you will not arrive at anything meaningful. They will frustrate you, and if you're not careful, they will complicate your life. They've been damaged by events that have nothing to do with you and may or may not be out of their control. There's no solving them until they solve themselves. Do you get the differences now? Complexity promises the satisfaction of solving the puzzle. Complications bring only pain and resentment. If you can learn to tell the difference in the people you meet, you'll save yourself a lot of problems. Allow me a moment to appreciate our sponsor, 8689 Food. They produce amazing artisanal granola, homemade and beautifully packaged. They come in 4 yummy flavors: Raisinable, Coconuts About You, Choconola, and Nutty by Nature, all of which I have sampled and I highly recommend. They are sugar-free and go great with yogurt, cereal, or on their own. Do support them by visiting their IG page at 8689food. That's the word 80, followed by the number 6, and the word 80, followed by the number 9. One word. Tell them Rodney sent you for a discount. The best way to find X in a relationship is to go with the flow. Now, I know that girls hate to hear it because a lot of guys have abused that phrase, go with the flow. Maybe it's because they're juggling multiple partners or they're just stalling for time. But trust me when I say it is in your best interest to not be too eager to commit to anyone. Taking things slow gives you the opportunity to enjoy a person outside of the expectations of a relationship. It helps you decide if you really like a person, and it gives you both the opportunity to show how amazing you both are, that you are indeed a viable option, that you are the one, you are worth all the risk and trouble and whatever else comes with relationships. And this is where communication is key. You have to be able to explain to your partner what going with the flow means to you and to your situation. You have to help them understand what to expect so that they can manage their own expectations. Carry each other along. Once you both are on the same page, the flow will be natural and it will grow from a gentle ripple to a whole fucking wave. Huh. Y'all, I'm in the spirit. I hope I'm making sense, because I think this is gospel right now. Fear is what makes a person demand commitment from a person they barely even know. Think about it. Like, it speaks to a dangerous insecurity that can complicate things. What are you really committing to? Think about it. Any feelings you catch initially are based only on your idea of the person and not the actual person. By the time you get to know someone, you will figure out if the reality of the person is as enchanting as the idea you've made up. Take it as slow as you possibly can. Give yourself time and space to actually fall for a person inside and out. Don't rush into a label and fuck everything up with expectations and the pressure to be a couple, to be couple goals, to brag to your friends and fam that you're in a relationship. For what? All that does is just end in tears. Besides, nobody likes desperation and ultimatums. Calm the fuck down and toast each other. Enjoy the process. When you take things slow, you gain perspective, time to think, because labels change everything. Once you call someone your girlfriend or your boyfriend, you're basically committing to bringing your A game to the relationship every single day. Why would you be so eager to make that sort of commitment without getting to know them? First, solve for X before you commit to a person. Be discerning. Use your third eye. Shine your eye. Do whatever you need to do to make sure that, you know, this person, you know, is worth the trouble, because, man, you fuck around and get into a relationship too soon, and next thing you're putting... Anyway, speaking from experience, a delay is better than a disaster. Trust me. Solve for X. X is that seemingly little, unexplainable detail you find attractive in the person. X is what unlocks the fullness of the relationship between the both of you. X is that unique fingerprint that makes your relationship unique to you. It's not based on any preconceived notions or social constructs. It's unique to you both, and you both know it. When you find X, everything changes. It takes things to the next level. And as your relationship evolves, you keep solving for X, never taking it for granted. You're basically committing to solving for X every day you're together. People fail in relationships because they're not skilled enough to solve for X, or they're too in a hurry to get started before even knowing what X is. But what skills do you need to find X? Off the top of my head, I'm thinking patience, understanding, curiosity, empathy, tolerance, humor. Oh, humor, you better be able to make your partner laugh. Humility, and the ability to focus on the love you give, not the love you receive. This is actually the main T. It's the hardest thing for people to do because we're all so selfish. We're all looking for who can fill us up and make us feel good about ourselves. We're looking for, you know, opportunities to take. But if you're able to focus on loving someone in the way they deserve to be loved and not some general idea of love, amazing things happen. The good news is that every relationship you go through helps you develop these skills. Very few people are gifted at relationship algebra. The rest of us have to learn by failing, and that's fine. Don't be discouraged. Just make sure you do better when you know better. Because in the end, the thing that we all have in common is that we all want to love and be loved in return. That's our core desire. Have you noticed that relationships are increasingly more complex in our generation than ever before? Our parents had it relatively easy. It was boy meets girl, and if they agree on tribe, religion, and bride price, anything can happen from that point. Today, there's just so much more to take into account. Character, mental health, financial health, emotional intelligence, communication skills, opinions on social justice issues, feminism, political affiliations, number of followers on social media. Can she spell coconut when she's riding? Who is cooking and who is cleaning? What's his texting game like? iPhone or Android? Love languages. Oh, don't even get me started on that scam that is called love languages. That deserves a whole other episode. The point is that there's just so much to take into account that only those who truly lead with love, patience, and understanding can make it work. The rest of us will keep breaking each other's hearts until Jesus comes back. My final message to you is just to be aware of the ways you complicate your relationships and try to apply more intelligence when dealing with people you want to get into bed with, whether casually or seriously. If relationships are like algebra, do as the greatest mathematicians do. Take your time, take it slow, and think. Think about yourself. Think about the other person. Think about all the things that could go right. Think about all the things that could go wrong. Think about everything in between. Apply the right formula for each individual person. BODMAS doesn't always work. Sometimes quadratic equation. Sometimes Pythagoras theorem. Sometimes further maths. Then solve accordingly. Don't oversimplify people. Don't fall for an idea of a person. Be discerning. Be generous. Be gracious. And once you see a potential red flag, address that shit. If there's no reasonable explanation or way forward, run. Run, fam. Also, make love as often as possible. Sex helps to relieve the tension that builds in relationships. Don't underestimate it. I know people preach celibacy and, you know, and that's all good and nice, and waiting and abstinence, whatever. But if you just trust me on this one. But anyway, I could go on, but I'm out of time right now. I have a Champions League match to watch. I can't be talking all day about this stuff. I need to go and apply what I'm talking right now. Okay? A word is enough for the wise. But if you want to talk more about this, join my Telegram group. There's a link in the description. Let's converse with each other and find ways to better understand these issues. It's worth it. I have a lot of ideas and insights to share, and I'm happy to help. There's also a link to donate to the cause if you're feeling generous. And let me just say one time, I'm not a therapist. I'm not a guru. I'm not a relationship expert. I'm figuring out just like anyone else. But what I am is a guy who thinks. I have, my mind just thinks about these things, and I'm really trying to figure it out for myself, for all of us. So thanks again for listening. Do follow The Young God on IG at The Young God, and on Twitter, on IG at The Young God Pod, and Twitter at I Am The Young God for exclusive content. My name is Rodney. See you next episode. This is The Young God.